This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, said something interesting today. The urgency, he said, and this is a quote, the urgency for tax reform cannot be overstated. The White House, the president specifically, is choosing to interpret that to mean tax cuts. Here he is at a meeting with House and Senate Republican leaders this afternoon.
My administration is also working with Congress to rebuild our infrastructure. We'll be discussing that in great depth next week with Gary Cohn and with Steve Mnuchin and with Mike Pence and everybody else working on it, and to pass a massive tax cut, which will be the biggest tax cut in our country's history if it's passed the way we'd like to have it passed.
That bit about the way he wants it passed is relevant because most Republicans in Congress, just like Mr. Dimon, want overall tax reform, not just cuts, and they want it now. But just for the sake of argument, let's say the administration's nearly $2 trillion tax cut proposal, light on specifics though it is, does get passed. How long do you suppose till we see economic results? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
How long does it take for a tax cut to jolt the economy?
You know, that's a deceptively simple question.
Joseph Thorndike directs the Tax History Project at Tax Analysts. Before you can ask how long a tax cut takes to jolt the economy, you have to ask, does it actually jolt the economy at all?
It is actually remarkably murky.
Whether or not a tax cut stimulates the economy actually depends on how a tax cut is paid for, or really whether it is paid for, as in, does a tax cut blow up the deficit? Bill Gale is co-director of the Tax Policy Center.
Debt finance tax cuts just won't raise the long-term size of the economy.
That's because if you're paying for tax cuts by not paying for them, you got to fill that hole somehow.
So if the government loses revenues, it's got to borrow more money.
The government borrowing more money drives up interest rates, making it more expensive for businesses to invest. So the borrowing ends up canceling out whatever good you might get from a tax cut.
You don't get a growth impact.
The Trump administration says its tax cuts are not debt financed, but haven't explained in any detail how exactly they would be paid for. Analysts on both the left and the right say the plan could add trillions to the deficit. But okay, let's assume the tax cuts are somehow paid for. How long till they take effect? Again, Bill Gale.
It depends completely on whose taxes are being cut and in what way.
It's taxes, of course. Why? Would the answer be easy?
Some tax cuts can work pretty quickly.
Joseph Thorndike again.
You get your most bang for the buck short term if you give money to people without a lot of money, or if you cut taxes for people without a lot of money, because they're going to spend it all.
Rich people tend to save their tax cuts. Everyone else tends to spend them. So, for example, during the recession, the payroll tax was cut. That put money directly into people's pockets with every paycheck. And most of those people were middle class or lower income. The money got spent. The economy got a quick jolt.
You could see some results certainly within a year, maybe within 6 months.
The Trump tax cuts, by the way, are mostly not that kind of tax cut. One of the biggest features of the Trump tax proposal involves cutting corporate taxes from 35% down to 15%. Kyle Pomerleau directs federal projects at the Tax Foundation.
Now, an adjustment that large is probably going to take maybe 10 to 15 years to occur.
The reason it takes so long is because we're talking about influencing long-term business decisions here.
It's going to make investment more attractive, and investors are going to want to invest in more machines and factories.
Machines and factories don't pop up overnight. But what if investors and companies just don't want to invest in more machines and factories? Aidan Garib is a macro strategist with Pavilion Global Markets in Montreal. He says in the past, corporate tax cuts have been used to benefit shareholders.
To, you know, pay dividends and issue share buybacks.
That doesn't mean that cutting corporate taxes never works. It just means you have to target them very carefully to make sure they promote investment. So back to the main question here, how long does it take for a tax cut to jolt the economy? Well, anywhere from 6 months to 15 years, if it's going to jolt the economy at all. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.